Proclamation number 1814, dated the February 16th, 1941. Communal church service. Tradition. Communal service to God can indeed correspond to God's will if all people are simultaneously moved by the deep desire to contact the divine Lord and Savior, and thus every person is also willing to serve God. But people are usually just observing a custom, a habit, which has been preserved over generations. Consequently, it is scarcely a heartfelt need. An action, which really should be tremendously significant for people, has become routine. People just prepare themselves intellectually to make contact with God, i.e., they try to raise their thoughts to Him, and yet their heart need not be involved. However, the contact with God has to come from the heart. To enter into union with God is the state which should be the human being's only goal in earthly life, because then he has awakened in himself the feeling of belonging to God, whom he originated from. He had never been separated from the elementary power but had not realized it and thus felt far removed from it, whereas the conscious union with God will bridge the apparent separation and the being will recognize himself as eternally linked with its Creator. When true believers gather for a communal service, their united prayer will reach the Heavenly Father, and God will be well pleased. But when people come together without profound religious faith and only for the fulfillment of traditional requirements, their thoughts will frequently wander and a deeply felt closeness to God is out of the question. People will certainly make an effort to receive the Word of God, but this, too, will be heard more with the ear than the heart and will only have a spiritually beneficial effect if the person endeavors to put it into practice. But usually people are satisfied with this brief period of communal church service and believe to have done their duty by attending, i.e., by having acknowledged God publicly. But God does not attach any importance to outward acts. He evaluates the heart's longing for Him. And a heart longing to be with Him takes no notice of time and formalities. It will establish contact with Him as and when it feels urged to do so. It will seek God because of its inner desire and not in order to provide the world with evidence of its faith. And thus the only importance rests in the sincerity of contact between the human being and his Creator, and the communal service to God will be a congregation of completely devout people who are harboring the will of unification with Him in their hearts. Amen.